After all, she added, Bumble really was trying to make its app better for women. It offered users safety tips, such as the recommendation that people FaceTime before meeting in person. Its partnership with the Anti-Defamation League was a response to the deadly 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The day after Charlottesville, they called our local office and said, "We have to do something," said Renee LaFaire, ADL's Austin Regional Director. The ADL provided key words and phrases that Bumble could ban to curb white supremacy. The company told users that if they saw them in a profile, please use the block and report feature in our app so our moderation team can ban the user. Most dating apps have similar bans on hate speech. When I asked if the policy had successfully reduced hate speech on Bumble, I received confusing answers. Cecily Gold, Bumble's Director of Community Experience, said that by being proactive, the company was creating communities where people know what they're getting into from the beginning. She added that this led to lower harassment than on other dating apps, but couldn't tell me how much lower because I don't have the stats. Later, a publicist said that reports of harassment had gone up. Proof, according to Bumble, that block and report was working. Later still, he said that since August, reports of rude or inappropriate behavior had gone down 30%. The company also shared 8 app reviews and 11 testimonials from Bumble users about how the app had helped them. Amanda has been empowered to devote her time and energy to seeking treatment for her rare cancer, as well as a brief synopsis of Blackstone's due diligence findings, which said Bumble users believed it was better than the competition at such things as catering to women's overall needs and offering the broadest set of female-friendly features.